Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere. If you have blockage in your heart, in the natural or the supernatural, I believe that, you know what? When the blockage in the spirit realm is removed, the healing will flow. My guest, John McTernan, had a broken heart. And then in studying the scriptures, he found out this was one of the major calls of Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted. And there are people listening to me right now. You've been wounded. You've been from a broken family. You've been from a father or mother that died at an early age. You've been in a house where there's been trauma because they've stayed together, but the trauma may have been worse than if they had separated. And most believers today have a broken heart. But Jesus knew it, and that's why he said that that's our ministry. Well, John McTernan had a broken heart. He had a blockage. But now that this blockage has been removed, when he speaks, people with broken hearts, they get it supernaturally healed. But the thing that is so amazing to me, John, is they're not only getting the healing in the spirit realm, and it releases a flood of the supernatural gifts of God, they're getting healings in the physical realm. Tell me a few.
Well, you're absolutely right, Sid. And I believe that a lot of the problems that people are facing, health issues that they're facing, is connected to a broken heart. And the problems of the broken heart are manifesting in their body. So, there's been wonderful testimonies. The one that comes to mind is a woman I prayed for that had serious rejection in her life. She had been rejected from a very young age, all our life rejection, two husbands. And what really stood out with the husbands, like they divorced her on Friday and remarried on Monday, which crushed her heart. She had this crushed heart and with rejection, basically. And then she was suffering for years, I think 5 years or 6 years, with ulcerated colitis. She was anemic from the ulcers and the bleeding, lost all sorts of weight. The doctors were saying that she was in the final stage of it. And said she was only in her early 40s. So a friend of hers knew me, and we prayed. And the first time we prayed, there was a great breakthrough, but not complete. And we prayed again, and I shared with her Romans 8:15, which I had mentioned on the previous show. And I told her about...
Share that again.
Yeah, Romans 8:15 says... For you have not received, now notice this, the spirit of bondage again to fear. See, the spirit of bondage, there is a spirit, there can be a spirit of bondage in us to fear, but the remedy for that is, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cried, Abba, Father. So I shared with her, God accepts you. God does not reject you. And we had to pray and pray, because this spirit of rejection was so strong in her. And then finally she broke through and she began to cry out, yes, God is my daddy. He accepts me. And then we prayed for healing in her intestines, because this was critical, the condition she was in. And she said that she felt like fire, this fire in her intestines, and God instantly healed her.
But you know what comes to me as you're sharing this, John, is what is the opposite of faith? Fear. And I believe that there are many people that have fear trapped inside of them, that when they get rid of that spirit of fear, they then can walk in the promises of God.
Absolutely. And Sid, I want to make this clear, that this woman I prayed for loved the Lord. I checked her salvation before we prayed, and she loved the Lord. She had been walking with the Lord, but yet her heart had been broken, and the spirit of fear of rejection had gripped her. And the remedy was asking the Lord to heal her broken heart, which he did, and then having her rest in God as her Abba, as Daddy. And then God's flow began to go through her life, and it came with this miraculous healing. Now, I want to add to this that she was under a doctor's care, and she told the doctor what happened. And he said, well, let's see what happens. Come back. I remember vividly the end of September, and that was a couple weeks. So she went back in a couple weeks, and he examined her. There was absolutely no symptoms of this ulcerated colitis. And he actually said to her, there's no explanation for this, and you've rewritten, you're rewriting the medical books.
Well, I'll tell you what excites me. Oh, hey, that came out so fast, I almost missed it. The doctor said you're rewriting the medical book?
Yes, that's what
I love it. But I was the thing I was excited about, yeah, I talked to you a few weeks back, and you said you were on your way to a mental institution to pray for someone's heart to be healed. What happened?
Well, Sid, again, this was what a manifestation. I like this because I see it as living proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ when things like this happen. Yeah, a woman was a very good friend of mine's sister had been institutionalized several times for severe depression, severe. And he asked me if I would come because he had given up hope, whole family had given up hope on her, and they were thinking about she was going to be permanently institutionalized. She could not function on her own. So we went in there, and he also told me that the doctors said that it was the worst case of depression that he has ever seen. That's what the doctor said. So when I went in to minister to her, if it would be possible in the natural realm to see into the spiritual realm, that's what I did, Sid, because you could see depression on her. I can't describe it. It was, it's trying to describe something naturally that was spiritual. But I walked in, and she was so depressed that it was like manifesting from her physically. And we talked about, and now she claimed to be a believer. And we talked about this, and she gave a testimony of Jesus Christ as her Savior and could not be free of this depression. She said it just will not leave her. So I shared with her Luke 4:18, and we went to the brokenhearted. And we talked about the broken heart and what happened, Sid, was when she was young, when she was very young, she had a baby out of wedlock that died, and it broke her heart, and it caused all sorts of family problems, and she had been living with that since she was 16 years old. And that was the source of all of this. And there was things compounding it, but the foundation of her condition was this broken heart with the loss of the baby and how the family reacted to her being pregnant out of wedlock. Well, we prayed for forgiveness, for family forgiveness, and she somehow thought that the loss of the baby was her fault. And we asked that she would forgive herself for that, and that she needed forgiveness towards God. And when those three forgivenesses came, and we prayed that the Lord would heal her broken heart, Sid, her family is just it's unbelievable to them. They said, this is a different sister, that this is not the sister that I've known all my life. That's what they told me, that she is completely different. She's a completely different woman. The last time I went to see her, you could actually see her now glowing with the Holy Spirit. The first time I went there, if you could see depression, I saw it. I mean, the first time. The last time I went there, her countenance, her face, her eyes, it was this glow on her from the power of the Holy Spirit radiating through her now, rather than being in bondage to the spirit of bondage.
Now, John, the thing that excites me so much as you're sharing the teaching on this, and the light bulbs go off in people's spirits and in their mind. As you share this, when you speak in front of groups, rattle off a few things that people have been healed of or have said to you because they've heard your teaching?
Well, yeah. Well, Sid, there's so many of them now. There was one of them that was really outstanding was a woman that was kind of crippled. And when she was 10 years old, she was sexually molested, which she just shared. It was a hard thing for her to share it with me, but she did. Her heart was all tore apart, I mean, inside. And I started to pray for her. First of all, she forgave the person that did it. That is so important, forgiveness. And we actually had to ask God's grace in her life for the forgiveness. But when I begin to pray for the healing of her heart, and then we prayed for the deliverance from fear, because she was in fear. I remember saying to her, the Lord stopped me, I told her, and it's not fear. I said, it's in terror. I said, you are in terror. And she goes, yes, yes, I am, yes. And we prayed for the release of the terror, and she jumped up out of her chair, and she started to dance in front of me. And she said, it left me, it's gone. That terrible weight on me is gone. And Sid, here is a woman that came in crippled, and she was dancing in front of me in the freedom of the Lord.
John,
her heart was healed.
If you did not have your heart healed, did you see miracles like this when you spoke before your heart was healed?
No, Sid, no.
And see, that's what I believe many of us that are listening right now, as we go step by step through your notes and through your teaching, I believe. And by the way, then you get into the blessings of Abraham that we're to tap into. It's an amazing teaching. 3 DVDs plus the notes available for a gift of $40. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.